I'm John Gray, and welcome to John Gray's World.
No more waiting on the sidelines. No more simply cheering on others as they excel and propel. It's your turn now. This is your moment now. It's time for the rocket of your destiny to launch. And instead of the declaration of that astronaut that said, Houston, we have a problem, I'm redeclaring, according to 2 Corinthians 1:22, the topic of this sermon in the next few minutes that I'm with you, and it is Houston. We have a promise.
Fresh word, fresh perspective, and a whole lot of hallelujah. John Gray's World. Boo!
Praise God, and thanks for tuning in to my world today. If you're new to the show, my name is John Gray. I'm the cousin you didn't know you had in Texas, and I'll be taking you on a journey. So get ready for what you're about to hear. We're going to deal with one of the toughest subjects in the faith life, when God says no. This is a hard one. Everybody doesn't shout on this one, because you're tempted to be discouraged when it looks like God has closed the door to something you desired. But what I'm going to show you today is that God still deserves your trust. Why? Because He knows more than we do. God can see around the bend. Today I'm going to show you how to go beyond mere sight with your natural eyes and move into vision to help you see what God is really doing beyond your natural circumstance. Let this message sink in as we dig in to rock solid, trusting God no matter what. Call everybody you know. Text them right now. Press the red DVR button. It's time. You're going to need this one. You're going to have to rewind. Did he say what I think he just said? Oh, yes, he did. That's this kind of night. I'll see you in a minute. This was, by all accounts, a very difficult and tumultuous year. On every level, from political to financial to spiritual to the national tragedies that have occurred, this was a very difficult year to navigate emotionally and spiritually, financially. And for you to be here today, right now, in this moment, is a testimony to the greatness of your God and the love that He has towards you. And since it's the last Sunday of the year, you've been storing up praise all year, so you might want to save your conservative praise for next year. It's time to get a little rowdy right now and give God a worthy praise for bringing you through. Now, you shook a hand a few moments ago, but now you should clap those hands in honor of God who brought you through a year where other people did not fare as well as you. Some people where you succeeded did not make it, and it's all because of God's love and favor on your life. If I were you, and I've got hands, and I've got feet, and I've got breath, then I would praise the Lord. Let everything that have praise the Lord. Let everything that have praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And what better place to praise the Lord than right here at Lakewood Church with all the nations of the world represented. Ladies and gentlemen, our God reigns. And in spite of the pain, in spite of the tragedies, in spite of the sorrows, in spite of the tears, our God is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah to our God. Hallelujah to our God. Hallelujah to our God. God, we thank you for protecting our children. We thank you for keeping us safe on the roads. We thank you for our employment and for those who are seeking employment and believing God for a job. We thank you that employment will rush towards them. This has not been an easy year. They've been talking about a fiscal cliff, Pastor. We 2 days from the fiscal cliff. I'm like, we already down here. The rest of y'all need to just come on and come see us. I'm over the cliff. Anybody ever felt like I'm already at the bottom? Y'all come on, come see how I've been living. But I want you to know, when you serve God, money is not your resource. God is your source, and He can make $1 stretch. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm a living witness. God will stretch what you have when you honor Him. Honor him with your life. Honor him with your finances, with your time, with your praise. God is so faithful. For many of us, we had some challenges that we did not anticipate. Wasn't a part of our New Year's resolutions at the beginning of the year. Nonetheless, we found ourselves battling and navigating some very difficult waters. But here we are, the last Sunday in the year, and you're alive, and you made it. If you can make it through this, you can make it through anything. I'm talking to some survivors, to some overcomers. I'm speaking to winners. I'm encouraging and speaking hope and life to some people today in the balcony to let you know that trek up them steps is going to be well worth it in the next few minutes, because there is a word from God for your life, and we are a part of God's master plan. I'm so excited because the holidays always get me excited, because holidays mean presents and food. And if you can't tell, the Lord speaks to me through food. Christmas, we had honey baked ham. Ham is from Jesus. Don't judge me. You got things you need to work on. Don't worry about what I'm walking through. You got something you do that you don't need to be doing either. Pastor Joel's up here, and he's all, we're just believing God, and we're thanking God. He got his jacket on, and I'm like, no, Jesus, that's not me. I need to keep my jacket closed, Jesus. It's not my ministry yet, Jesus. You should have some joy in your heart this morning to be here amongst the people of God. I know you've got challenges. We all do. No, it hasn't been easy. But look at what God has done. And on the other side of tomorrow, we're celebrating a new chapter. Not just the turning of a page on a calendar, but it is a turning from one place of almost to the place of absolutely. For some of us, you're just glad that the Mayan calendar was wrong. You were saving your tithe. Well, I don't need the tithe if the world's going to end. I'm going to just save my money. He don't need it. No way. Get that tithe out of your hands now. We still here. It's an amazing thing to see what God has done. We're going to celebrate the new year. A lot of our traditions have significance. And in the new year, we have a, you know, the New Year's Eve countdown. Anybody ever watched Dick Clark's New Year's growing up? Some of y'all don't act like you that saved. I just pray. I fast and I pray. And then I worship Jesus and I dance before the Lord. Stop it. You used to watch Just Like Me, and on Times Square, that little ball would drop. Anybody ever watch that ball dropping? And they would do a countdown to signify this year is almost over, and everything with it I leave behind. I'm getting ready to move into my future. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Break it down. Don't give them too much. We just getting started. Stay right there with the five. All right? But there's something about a countdown to signify the end of a year as we are propelled into the new year, the new moment, a new place of destiny, a new place of purpose, a renewed sense of focus, a clarity of perspective on identity and what it is we're called to do. It's a refreshing. We get our New Year's resolutions. I'm gonna lose weight, Jesus. I'm gonna go to the gym every day. See, I done brought my resolution. Lord, I'm gonna drive past the gym every day, at least drive past. And look and behold, and wave while I go to Whataburger. Praise Jesus. But it's something about that countdown that there's this anticipation, there's an excitement, because you're being catapulted into a new year. Ready or not, doesn't matter, because it's coming. The countdown has begun. You're gonna be launched into destiny. I have
had enough of the almost and the not quite, and we'll call you back and we'll get back to you, and no, we didn't get your resume, and hey, let's see if we can get your son in the program next year, and oh, good job, Jim, but we're not sure if we're really going to go in that direction, and we're going to give you a lateral move. We can't really give you the promotion, but we're going to give you another position in the same level, and we, as a matter of fact, we may need to give you a little cut in the salary and the 401k and oh my gosh, the fiscal cliff, and you know, and all of this stuff. And God is saying, guess what? If you knew what I had in store for you tomorrow, you'd praise me today. That was a very pleasant applause, but you missed the point. God said, if you knew what I had in store for you after tomorrow night, you'd praise me today. So I'm going to give you about 10 seconds to give God a tomorrow praise today. Dropping, but we've got a praise that can go up. Oh yeah. And for the people in your section that aren't all the way there yet, you're praising for them too, because maybe they had a tough year and they need to be encouraged by your worship. They need to see that somebody else struggled and made it through. We don't beat people up that aren't clapping and applauding. You don't know what it costs for people to get here this morning, but we celebrate with those who are hurting to let them know you are not alone, and I'll praise on your behalf, because tomorrow's looking better than yesterday, and God has a plan for your life, and he has not changed his mind. What he promised, he is faithful to perform. That is the character of God. That is the nature of God, and that is the power of our God. Hey! Hey! I'm sorry. I'm yelling, but I'm excited, because I know that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. I'm in the wheel well of God's favor. And as I prepare and share the scripture, I want us to get our confession out. If you'd be kind enough to stand with your Bible, we will honor the tradition of this house by declaring what's about to take place in the next few moments. Amen. I must say, I thank God for a man of integrity and character like Pastor Joel Osteen. I thank God for he and his wife, Pastor Victoria, and the entire pastoral leadership team, the staff, all volunteers. We thank God for the heart of this house and everybody connected. Let's go ahead and declare, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, 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 I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Can you give God praise if you believe it? The new year is always brought in with a countdown. You're launched into destiny. But you know, countdowns are not just for New Year's. And of all the places that should know that, it would be Houston. The city is known for a number of things. Defense, engineering, business, oil, but also aerospace. And in this city known for aeronautics and aerospace, countdowns mean something different than they do in New York City on New Year's Eve. See, because countdowns are also used to launch rockets. And I want you to know that there's a countdown over the rocket of your life called destiny. I want you to know that 2012 was the launch pad, the place of preparation, the place of development, the place of pruning. It was the place of storing cargo and storing up right ideas and right thinking and proper alignment with the Word of God. 2012 was the time of order and government and structure. This was the year of preparation. In the Bible, 12 was always a significant number, 12 tribes, 12 disciples, 12 gates. I need you to understand that 12 was God's governmental order. It was His structure. It's the way that God chose to reveal and do things in the body of Christ and building the church. 12 was a significant number, and this year was designed to develop you, to prune you, and to properly position you for the places of destiny and promise that the Bible says, as sons and daughters of God, we are to have. In Houston, they count down when a rocket's about to launch. There was a movie that came out some years ago starring Tom Hanks. Ron Howard directed a phenomenal film about the Apollo mission. And as they were heading towards the moon, there was an explosion on that craft. And he said the famous line, "Houston, we have a problem." Well, I want you to know that I've had enough problems in 2012. I want you to know that my problems have solutions, and those solutions are rooted in the Word of God. And I want to read to you the other side of what God's about to do in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Read it with me, if you will, not out loud. It says, "For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us." I'll say it again, "For all the promises of God in Him," Him being Jesus, "are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us." What that scripture is saying is that what God's about to do, He's already approved it. This is not a season for you to keep praying about the same thing. The answer is yes. I don't know who I came to encourage this morning or this afternoon, but the answer is yes. Lord, can I do that? Yes. Lord, is that possible? Yes. Lord, will I have provision? Yes. Will I be able to make it happen? Yes. You won't be able to make it happen, but me working in you will be able to make it happen. And you can do all things with me who strengthens you. Yes. The answer is yes. And in Him, amen. If God promised it, then know that there is a yes and an amen attached. And you should get encouraged and excited about that. You're about to take off into places beyond your wildest dreams, beyond your expectations. You are about to lift off into places of purpose and destiny. I'm here to ignite and to spark the passion of some people in here that have waited long enough to be everything that God has called you to be. No more waiting on the sidelines. No more simply cheering on others as they excel and propel. It's your turn now. This is your moment now. It's time for the rocket of your destiny to launch. And instead of the declaration of that astronaut that said, "Houston, we have a problem," I'm redeclaring, according to 2 Corinthians 1:22, the topic of this sermon in the next few minutes that I'm with you, and it is, "Houston, we have a promise." Houston, we have a promise. This moment in time was designed for you. I know you may not think it, because you were in your house this morning, bills on the brown kitchen table, struggling, gas light, right at E is orange, then it just starts flashing. So you ain't got enough gas to keep the radio on. You just turn the radio off, just Jesus, Jesus, I don't think I'm gonna make it. Just turn the air conditioning off, turn the heat off, just. But I want you to know those days of not quite and almost and not enough are going to be history in a little over 36 hours from right now. And if I were you, I wouldn't take my word for it. I'd take God's word for it. In Isaiah 43:18, He says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, he means, watch this. I will do a new thing. Now, everybody say now. Now it shall spring forth. That's as good as it gets. That was my spring moment. I'm too big to be, you know, spring. That was a spring, okay? He says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Not later, no more waiting, no more delay. And this is what he says. He said, shall you not know it? He says, don't you see it? Don't you know I'm gonna do it? I promised it. It has to come to pass. Don't you know that everything I've said about your life was not denial? It was not delay. It was development. God is concerned about your life so much so that he loves you too much to allow you to lift off into purpose without proper systems checks. See, when you're about to lift off, they start a countdown. There have been times in the history of NASA where they had the countdown going and they stopped the countdown because there was something in their systems checks that didn't look right. And they had invested too much time, too many people, and the lives of the crew to take any chances. Just doing some nominal studying on space shuttles, average cost of each craft is $1.7 billion. It takes 1.6 million pounds of fuel just to lift off. Millions of computer chips and wires and people there to launch. And you think that God doesn't have you more valuable than an aircraft? Matter of fact, you've got people watching you, and you've got angels covering you. And the Bible says that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. There are people that are watching, waiting for you to take off, because you are the continuation of God's grace in the earth. And people need to see God move, and God uses people to accomplish his will. This story, this launch, this moment is not just about you. It is about the people that are connected to your life. God is going to get glory, and he's going to use you as a miracle to get it done.
Now, that was some critical truth we as believers need to grab a hold of if we're going to experience the God kind of life we were created for. Trusting God and having the vision to see beyond what appears to be a dead end is critical if you're going to see the manifestation of the promises of God. To make sure you get all the revelation this message has to offer, we want to bless you with a complete 3-message series, Rock Solid, Trusting God No Matter What. For your gift that helps keep the gospel of Christ going on the airwaves to reach the lost, TBN wants to bless you and your family with your very own copy as our thank you for your generosity.
The Bible holds many promises, yet many don't understand that all of them belong to every believer, which includes you. Maybe you're facing a situation that looks like a dead end and is shouting no, but Jesus is holding a promise for you that's proclaiming yes. In his latest series, Rock Solid, Trusting God No Matter What, John Gray reveals the glory of making it to the other side of no. As you listen to each message, you'll discover your setback is not final. It's really an opportunity to trust God and witness his mighty promises go to work in your life. TBN wants to bless you with a complete series as our way of saying thank you for your gift of $25 or more. Your gracious support enables TBN to take the gospel and its life-changing promises to people all over the globe.
We'd like to bless you with my new series, Rock Solid, Trusting God No Matter What. These 3 messages dig deep into the subject of trust when it looks like the answer to your prayer is no. No is never the end for you as a child of God. I hope you know that. There's more available to you on the other side as you trust God.
And for your gift of $168 or more, we would like to bless you with the Jesus to the World throw blanket, featuring the name that is above all names in dozens of languages. It also comes with TBN's new kitchen timer, a practical reminder that your support is sponsoring the gospel on air another minute, essentially making you a media missionary reaching the nations of the world. Discover the rock-solid truth that you can trust God no matter what. Take that first step toward experiencing His glorious rest in your life. Call this number or visit us online right now to share your gift and request your copy of Rock Solid. Watch Him turn the world's no into His miraculous yes. Get ready to experience the fullness of God's goodness. Get your copy of Rock Solid today.
Thank you so much for joining me today for another episode of John Gray's World. It is my prayer that you're leaving full of faith, full of encouragement, and full of vision. I pray God adds revelation to what you heard today so that you'll experience the fullness Jesus already secured for you in His finished work on the cross. I also encourage you to get the Rock Solid series and listen to it over and over again so you can walk in the reality of the promises of God. This is what life is about, His promises. What did God say? If He spoke it, you can literally build your life on it. I don't believe you tuned in today by coincidence. There is no such thing in the kingdom of God. And I believe God can add even more insight on top of what you've already heard. Be in expectation for what God wants to show you. I certainly appreciate you. My family appreciates you. And I hope you join me right here next time on John Gray's World.